So your new single Call Me from the EP Agenda is out now. For anyone who hasn't heard it, can we expect the same sort of vibes as your earlier music, or have you gone in like a new direction with it?
I mean, the EP is sort of, I would say, genreless, really. There's like a lot of experimentation with different types of genres. Call Me is poppy, sort of inspired by 80s, but also like Flaming Lips and like festivals, and Agendas like rap, and One Eye is like a 60s kind of like Tarantino inspired song. It's kind of a mix, I guess, of like all of my influences. Actually, the new stuff I'm doing is like a blend of a lot of different things.
And your EP Agenda was released on vinyl earlier this week on World Record Store Day. What was the first vinyl that you bought?
Oh, God. What was the first vinyl that I bought? I think it was a Bob Dylan vinyl.
You're also an ambassador of World Record Store Day as well. Do records hold like a special place for you?
I always like forget how much I love vinyl until I'm like in a record store or until I'm playing it, because I just love that it's an experience. I love that you have to spend time. It's like a culture, do you know what I mean? It's like, I grew up doing that, and it's like, there's something so nice. It's like discovering your identity, I guess, kind of, and just discovering new music. And everything now is so extremely fast and disposable that I like that this is like something you have to spend time doing, and there's a process to it.
So you're going on tour in the summer with the Made of Bricks 10th anniversary tour. What's your favourite thing about being on the road and playing live?
I love playing shows. I love my band. I love my band and what we've created, like the team that I travel with. I think that we've created a really special live show, and like, it's like being together is like, you know, it's like a family, and like, I feel like what we do on stage is there's so much chemistry. Like the chemistry within my band is really special.
And you're also in a new Netflix series, Glow, out June 23rd. Is there anything you can tell us about it?
Yeah, it's like, it's a story of like, I guess, a bunch of like misfit women who like find empowerment through wrestling. They end up on this wrestling show. They're trying to like make it work and have success, and they're all sort of like misfits, and they learn to wrestle, and it sort of empowers them in a way they didn't expect.
And you've recently launched a Kickstarter for your new album. Can you just tell me a little bit about what it is and why you've decided to launch it?
Yeah, I'm doing a Kickstarter campaign. So it's like, you know, asking fans to be my record label, basically. They're like funding my fourth album. Just trying to raise as much as possible so I can like do as much as I can with the record. It's like, to me, that was just more appealing because I haven't found the record industry to be particularly innovative or forward thinking. And I like sort of experimenting with new things, and I just think this is a way forward. I think acts now can take care of themselves, and like, I'm in a position where I have a fan base. If I can work with them, I'd rather do that than work with like a label who is confused over what they're really offering me and is going to take a percentage of everything that I do. And I feel like labels are taking more from artists rather than doing stuff for them at this point. So for me, it wasn't like the right route to go to the label. I just wanted to like stay and like keep my creative freedom. So it's really good. I've got 1 week left of the campaign. So definitely go and check it out, because it's really important to me to try and push the record as far as I can. And the more money I raise, the more like globally I can distribute it and promote it and tour it. So.
And finally, what are you going to be up to this summer? Obviously, you're going on the tour, but are you playing any festivals or anything as well?
Yeah, I am playing Village Green. I'm playing Count Festival. I'm playing Kendall Calling. And I can't remember the name. I'm playing like quite a few, actually. I've got quite a lot going on this summer. So, yeah, I'm going to be around.